Hey, welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show. This is Oliver Sean and we're on episode 8 of season 12 and we've got a very special artist joining me in the studio. It's none other than Alicia Champion, all the way from Orlando, California. Alicia has got a great past. She was on VH1 in America. She opened for Sheryl Crow and she's organized an indie music festival in San Diego for the past 10 years. So we're really happy to have Alicia on the show today and her song Supergirl. That's the name of the song. So we kick the show off today with Jenna and Jesse with their song Tumbleweed and Tonic. Really cool song. It's got that kind of reggae feel. It reminded me of No Doubt. I don't know why, maybe the voice, but it's got that ska feel. More mainstream pop though. At number two is Be Freed. That's the name of the band, name of the artist, and the song is called Refugee Child. This is a very important song today, considering what's been happening with the refugee crisis, but at the same time, the song is really kind of fun to listen to. It's not just a song with a message that sometimes could be boring, but this is kind of like a pop song that you actually would like to listen to, and at the same time has this really wonderful message. And number three is Alice Sweet Alice. That's the name of the band, really cool name, and the song is called Daredevil. Now this is a little harder, you could call it power pop, very powerful sounding singer on this track. Number four is Alicia Champion. Now Alicia is going to be in the middle of the show with me talking about various things. It's a fun interview, you must listen to it. Well, Alicia Champion comes in with her song My Supergirl, followed by Dave Matheson. Now Dave Matheson makes me feel really nostalgic. I don't know why, it's just the way he sings, his style of music. This song is called Daylight Again, and Dave is also on our commercial playlist, which means you can hear Matheson on various radio stations in America, Europe, Asia, via the WOA Entertainment label backing. A lot of you 80s, 90s, even 70s music fans are gonna like Dave Matheson. And number six is Forest Robots. They end the show for us with their song Follow the Towers to the Moon. Okay, that's the name of the song. And the reason I put this is because we are very soon going to be releasing the Goa Chill Out Zone Volume 8, which is a chill out album. Well, Forest Robots is not part of that album. Hopefully there will be in a future Goa Chill Out Zone album, but it is chill out music. And I'd like to end the show with the chill out theme. Because next episode we're going to have a lot of chill out music coming up from the Goa Chill Out Zone album. So that's the show today. I really hope you enjoy it. Stick around in the middle of the show to listen to Alicia Champion live in the studio with me talking about music and life. It's just great stuff. Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great day.
So unsatisfied, and I smoke curls out of the fire, and that's how I feel.
Child, give that girl.
So I said we have a very special guest all the way from Oakland, California. It's none other than Alicia Champion. Alicia, say hello to everybody.
Hi, everyone. So nice to talk to you. Thanks for tuning in.
You're new to our part of the world. Your music is now playing on our station, and apparently it's also playing on a lot of other stations in the US, in England, in India as well. So tell us about Alicia Champion. I mean, who is Alicia Champion, and how did you get into music? Tell us everything.
I have been playing music my whole life. I put out my first record when I was a teen. I got to go to the prestigious Berklee College of Music in Boston.
And fantastic.
You know, after school, I was pretty hell-bent on being a rock star. I thought that was the life I wanted to live.
Okay.
I moved to Los Angeles right after graduating university, and I had a lot of wonderful opportunities. I got to be on this VH1 reality competition that I ended up winning, and then I got to join Melissa Etheridge on tour. It was
amazing.
It was wonderful. Yeah, I know. It was really great. I got a big audition with one of the biggest pop stars in the world. Got offered the gig to go on tour with her as a background singer. You know, shortly after that, I had a bit of a breakdown. You know, after the VH1 show, I had, you know, some pretty explosive 15 minutes of fame. But at that time in my life, I was very young. I was 21 years old.
Okay.
I wasn't prepared to handle it, and I kind of became my own worst enemy. And the pursuit of that life, of
right
at that age, you know, it broke me down, and I ended up paying attention, putting too much effort and attention into things that really had nothing to do with the craft itself, with my love for music, you
Got
know?
It. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
And this was a different time. This was before YouTube and social media. I became very unhealthy. I stopped eating. I started doing I picked up very bad habits just to not eat. And that wreaks havoc on a soul, on a psyche. So I stepped away. I thought that I couldn't handle pursuing that type of career, a performance career. Put all my focus into being a record producer.
Oh, good.
I started a music festival with the woman who is now my wife.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
And for 10 years, we ran San Diego Indie Fest in San Diego, which was a celebration of independent music and film and business. And
do you still do that, or is it over now?
No, we did it for 10 years, and then we left San Diego and moved to Oakland.
Okay, cool. So maybe you start the Oakland Festival now.
Maybe. You know, it takes a lot out of you. I mean, it's it is like a child, you know.
It
takes every ounce out of you, and it beats you up. And it is the most thankless task in the world, I think, putting on a festival. But all that said, it was one of the most beautiful things we ever did. And my wife, Danielle Lopresti, she's also an extraordinary singer-songwriter and band leader herself.
Okay.
In that time, I think we only, you know, in 10 years, I think we only put out 3 records, you know. Okay. You just didn't have time. In the freedom of not having this festival, we've had a bit more time to create. I had a bit more time to create. I hadn't put out any original music of my own since I, you know, formally walked away from a performance career.
Right.
In 10 years, in 2016, I put out my first single in 10 years, a song called Bi, which is a celebration of bisexuality.
Okay.
I felt it was necessary because us bisexuals, you know, we get a bit of a bad rap. We get a bad rap from the gay community. We get a bad rap from the straight community.
Oh, come on. You got the best of both worlds.
That's what I think, you know. I mean, and it's honest, you know. It's honest.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
So I felt it was necessary. I put out that song, and it did really well. This song, My Supergirl, it's only my second release. I put out Bi in 2016, and this one, you know, almost a year and a half later.
So when did you put out Supergirl?
My Supergirl.
My Supergirl, correct. So tell me more about that song, because we're going to be playing that song now. So just give the listeners an idea what's behind that song. What's the message behind My Supergirl?
So My Supergirl is a song I wrote for my wife, Danielle. I released it January 25th of this year, which was her birthday.
Oh, cool.
And it was also, her birthday is also the 5-year anniversary of when she was diagnosed with late stage lymphoma all over her body.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was awful. And who gets diagnosed on their birthday, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awful. And it was scary when that happened. We didn't know what her survival chances were. She fought through it, you know, gallantly. She was in chemotherapy for almost a whole year. And, you know, in cancer talk, they don't use the word cured until you've been cancer-free for 5 years. And
right.
So that this was the year that we were coming into, the fifth year of her being cancer-free.
Right.
And I don't know if you've ever seen anyone in chemotherapy. It's
no.
It's awful. I mean,
yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah,
it really breaks a person down, and to survive that, to fight that, it takes a really strong Amazon type of person. And I wanted to pay tribute to her fight, especially now that we're entering this 5-year stay, this year where we get to say that she's cured. And so my Supergirl is a tribute to her, to her fight, and to her life.
On that note, we're going to play My Supergirl by Alicia Champion, and it's dedicated, obviously, to her wife, Danielle Locresti, who's actually a real-life superhero. So, Danielle, here's to you. This is My Supergirl, guys. I hope you enjoy the song. And stay right there, because Alicia's not going anywhere. She's going to be here for our very special rapid-fire questions, okay? Here we go.
This love is worth. think I'll go out and make a friend just like you. Someone to share my point of view, just you and I, passing the time away until daylight comes again. When we were young, didn't take the time to dream, rushing around, wasting our lives, but that was then. This is now, my friend, and daylight will come again. Think I'll go out and make some friends just like you. People who share my point of view, all of us, passing the time away until daylight comes again.
Folks, we're back, and Alicia is here with us all the way from Oakland, California. And that was her song, My Supergirl. I hope you enjoyed it. And it's for a real-life superhero, her wife, Danielle. So, Alicia, we go for our rapid-fire questions now. Are you ready?
Yes, hit me.
All right. When did you first start singing?
As when I came out of the womb.
Okay, great. What did your family do to encourage you?
My father was a musician. My mom is a classically trained pianist also. So they pretty much forced me into it, but wow. I gladly went along.
Awesome. So who else in your family sings aside from your mom and dad?
I've got a younger sister who's in her third year at Tisch NYU. She's studying theater. She's also a wonderful singer, talented actress. But I think that's us, and then of course my wife.
Awesome. Okay, so who are your musical inspirations?
Oh my gosh, everyone. I mean, I love hard rock to jazz to classical. I try to learn from everything, every influencer. I love world music, Latin music.
Cool.
Everything contributes to what I do.
So what kind of music are you listening to today?
Well, right now I'm in the middle of a film scoring project, so I'm listening to a lot of Philip Glass, because that's what the director wants me to emulate. So I'm listening to a lot of Philip Glass and trying to take in his spirit.
If we found your MP3 player or your iPhone, what's the most embarrassing song I'm going to find?
The most embarrassing song? I guess that's all subjective, right? I mean, I do have a six-year-old, so I do have his, his kids bop and kids rap playlists on my iPhone too.
But I'm sure there's one song in there that's actually your favorite, like Justin Bieber or something.
I do listen to a lot of bubblegum pop as well. I know, it's sacrilege, right?
I can't say it's sacrilege, but I do like making fun of it.
So, I do like pop music, but I don't think pop is a bad word. It's popular for a a reason, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, of course. Where would you most like to perform if you had a chance to play anywhere?
Well, you know, I'm originally from Singapore. I was born in Singapore. Oh, yeah. I moved to the United States when I was almost 10 years old.
Cool.
I think nothing would make me feel better than to be able to play a big show in the country I've come from, but when they are ready to embrace queer people. I mean, I'm bisexual. I'm married to a woman. I know that that country and that society is not yet ready to embrace us completely. And so I would like to go back and play a big show and be received with love at the time that place is ready to really to receive me. That has been a dream.
So, Alicia, who would you most like to open for?
You know, I know I've played with Melissa before, but she is a hero of mine. She may not play the biggest arenas anymore, but it's not about that. It's about, you know, who really moves you, inspires you. I would love to go to tour with Melissa Etheridge.
So if you weren't singing, Alicia, what would you be doing?
I don't actually put out a lot of records and perform like this. This is unexpected, the way that this song has been received. You know, my full-time gig normally is as a sound mixer for film and TV.
I'll change the question there. If you were not doing music, what would you be doing?
I would be doing something in the arts. You know, I'm in film or visual arts, and if not that, I think I would be working with kids. I'm a passionate advocate for youth, and especially foster youth.
Alicia, do you play a lot of instruments?
Yeah, you know, I produce and compose full time, so I do play as much as I can. If you see the video for My Supergirl, you'll see that I'm playing every instrument in there, save for the drums.
So if you could dabble in another genre of music, what would it be?
Latin music, you know, and then traditional Mexican folk music and mariachi music.
Oh, you'd like to do that?
I have been jonesing, write and produce a traditional mariachi record.
Wow.
I think it's so beautiful. Linda Ronstadt's album, Canciones de mi Padre, is one of my most favorite albums of all time. I would love to produce an album like that.
Is there a genre of music that you can't stand?
Anything that is disrespectful, you know, in
that's
content.
A good answer.
If it's hateful in any way to any group of people, it's less about the actual musical genre, but the lyrical content.
That's
if
a
it's
great,
hateful,
great answer.
I will not give it the time of day.
And last but not least, Alicia, what can we expect from you in the future? You've got this brand new single out. I hope to God that you're going to work on a full album.
Yeah, I'm actually working on that. I'm in the middle of finishing, you know, just the song list for a full album, and we'll get into production for that in the next couple of months.
Beautiful. I'm looking forward to it. And before you go, can you tell all the fans any links that you want to plug in, like Facebook or websites and stuff?
Yeah, you can just go to aliciachampion.com.
Oh, great. Okay.
And from there, you know, link to everywhere else, the studio that I run, and, you know, all my social media links. But aliciachampion.com is probably the best place.
Alicia, lovely talking to you. And we're looking forward to listening to a lot more music from your side.
Thanks so much for having me on the show, Oliver.
Great. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.